Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers and Orioles get started tonight at American Family Field. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in the house with us now. Hey, Dom.
Hello, how we doing?
Doing well. I felt really good because I was going to the game yesterday, and everyone's like, Brewers not playing great. I'm like, no, it's the third one in the series, so we're going to get a win today. And that pretty much held.
Yeah, it's been a trend, unfortunately. You know, you'd like to win the first two and try to get the sweep, but now the team's been the salvagers of trying to avoid the sweep. So, you know, the Brewers have been swept a couple of times this year, but it's like, all right, let's start getting in the winning ways, and maybe this is the week to do it with the Orioles and the Pirates as the opponents.
Yeah, these are bad teams we're playing.
I mean, you can say that. I mean, I can try to say it a little more eloquently than that, but, I mean, one team's – actually, both. Oh my God! Both teams have fired their manager. Yeah, they are bad teams.
You know, we were talking earlier too. As good as the Twins are right now, and they're I think still the hottest team in baseball. Right? What did they rip off? 13, Dom?
Yeah, I mean they ripped off 13, but the Cardinals are really hot too. I mean, and the Cubs just swept the White Sox. I mean, the Central is where it's at. The Tigers. I mean, the Central in both leagues is where it's at right now.
But so that being said. Based on that, I'm thinking like, wow, they must have a way better record than us. They only got four more wins than the Brewers. To put in perspective of, yes, while we've spent the last couple of weeks kind of scuffling around and we've had the injuries and the bats haven't been good and we're getting shut out and whatever, it's not like this should be in the middle of May discussed in any sort of terms as being unsalvageable.
That's the big kind of flashing light that I'm trying to point out on my post-game shows. As bad as it's gone, as bad as the offense has been at times, as some of the starters that you've had start that haven't performed to their level, and yet you're only three games under 500. If you wake up on July 1st and you're a 500 team, you are in the hunt, point blank, period. And as Memorial Day weekend always tends to be a litmus test, like, all right, where are you at? Where, how you feeling? And it comes at a good time for the Brewers, given you get the Orioles, who are scuffling, and that's an understatement. You get the Pirates, and you're going to get Paul Skeens in one of those starts, but you get the Pirates, and they're the Pirates, you know, just gestures wildly. And then the Red Sox have been underperforming, too, when they come back home here to Milwaukee. I mean, you've got three consecutive series that, I mean, every series is hard. It's Major League Baseball. But you've got three consecutive series that, in my opinion, are truly winnable.
Dom, I feel like there's – we've heard a lot about recently, well, we don't spend the money like the other teams do. Well, you know, a spade is a spade. This is what it is. Look at what we have compared to other teams. And that's the manager talking. It sounds like Pat has been saying a little bit more of like, I don't want to say it's excuse making, but he constantly is bringing up the honest candor that he brings, saying, hey, look, we're not the same team we were last year. We have to find something. Don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, it's a fine line because, I mean, it is the truth. The Brewers spent, what, $5 million this past offseason between bringing in Jose Quintana and Tyler Alexander. I mean, it's the truth. But at the same time, you know, the other side of that coin is, well, the reason why you didn't spend a lot of money is because you were really confident with your roster in-house of believing in the guys that you had and that sort of thing. And a lot of those guys haven't performed to the snuff. So with all that being said, I understand why Murph brings it up. And he's brought it up many times in spring training as well. But I agree with you, Eric. I don't know how to feel about it. And, you know, I've talked to some folks with the Brewers about since he made those comments on Saturday of like, how do they feel about it? And it's just kind of like, I mean, yeah, it's the truth. And it kind of feels the same way. It's like, at the end of the day, it's got to play better. I mean, it's kind of a frustrating, simple analysis. Just play better. You know, it's the motto of the minor leagues is that if you don't like it here, play better. And if you don't like your record in the major leagues, play better. And, you know, you can blame payroll. You can play all this stuff. I mean, I think every single Brewers fan can look up and down this roster and say, yeah, there's a few guys that it's blunt, but it's truth. Play better. And if it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Well, I think you're right on that too, Dom. Like, it's granted, we're not the Yankees, we're not the Dodgers, we're not all that stuff, but like, I like this lineup, and this lineup should be hitting better. I mean,
yeah.
Bryce Turang, Christian Yelich, some of the new guys have a bat. Jackson Churio, when he, what was he, 0 for 18 or 19 or whatever? You know, like, these are guys that we know can hit better, and I know you run into good pitching once in a while, but right to your point, hit better, play better.
Exactly. I think those three guys, I mean, the 1 through 6 in the order is pretty locked in stone. I mean, those guys ain't going anywhere. When you think of Turang and Frelick and Churio and Yelich and Contreras and Hoskins, like, that 6 isn't going anywhere, and that's a pretty darn good 6.
Boy, Reese is doing his part. I didn't mean to step on you, but I was at the yard yesterday, and man, feels so much better with that guy coming to the plate now. He's healthier this year, and he's absolutely doing his job. Batting average up near 300.
Absolutely. I mean, even Bryson Sal, Bryce getting 2 knocks. I don't care about the exit velocity on those. The dude's a ball player. The dude gets hits. The dude plays great defense. So when the ancillary guys are doing their job, it feels worse when the bop in the middle of the order, like Yelly, like William, haven't got going to the level that they're used to at this point in the season. And yet, here we are on, what, May 19th, and we're still talking about, well, what happens when those guys get going? Because then the rest of the league knows, oh, man, they're just 13-5 stretch away from really being right back in this thing.
Feels like we talk about it every week, but we might as well ask Dom, what's our pitching return situation looking like? It looks like Brandon Woodruff is going to do another rehab on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not making any predictions now anymore after what I said last Monday. But the thought right now is you've got Woody going back to rehab. Savali will make one more start on rehab as well. I wonder what the Brewers are going to do with the likes of Logan Henderson, because he's going to make another start this week against the Orioles. And if he comes out guns blazing again like he did against Cleveland, striking out the world and doing his job, man, that is going to be a really hard conversation to have, because he has obviously earned his keep to stick around, because he's one of the few guys, I think him and Freddie Peralta are the two guys that truly can generate swing and miss in this current rotation. And, man, we got to bring it up again. Jacob Mizorowski, holy cow. This right. Dude is not knocking on the door. He is ringing the doorbell. He is slamming the door knob with a baseball bat. He is just saying, let me in. I am ready, and we will see him in the big leagues, quote unquote, soon.
In fact, seen over the weekend is securing one of those battering rams that they use, in law enforcement situations to beat in the door.
I think if he has another start where it's like 6 innings and 9 strikeouts and he hits 102 miles an hour, I mean, it's beyond the battering ram. We've called the full SWAT unit in.
Hey, let's leave on a high note. Amazing catch by Jackson Churio, whose defense has been questionable but appears to be showing flashes of brilliance.
Trailing the Brewers in the run category. Here's a fly ball, left center field. Churio on the run, at the track, at the wall, jumped up. Jackson Churio brought it back! Ho-ho-ho! Jackson elevated above the wall, and he pulled back a home run from Royce Lewis.
Dude, that ball was gone.
It was gone. I thought it was gone, too, and I was sitting next to Jeff Levering, and we didn't think it was gone either. Normally, I give an emphatic out call because I'm watching through the binoculars. I didn't realize he caught it until I looked at the bullpen, and the bullpen was reacting, and their reaction was awesome. What a catch. I'm happy for Jackson. It was his first ever home run robbery. I know he made the mistakes in Cleveland, the two plays, the balls that he misplayed. But at the end of the day, he is still playing out of position. He is not a center fielder. He is a corner outfielder, and he's still feeling it all out. He's somebody that had trouble with the wall a season ago. I love to see this development from him.
Dom Catronio live with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Is it a 6:40 tonight?
Yep.
Brewers
640.
And Orioles.
6:40 tonight and tomorrow, yep.
All right, Dom. Thanks, my friend.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Ho, ho, ho! Jackson!